From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Now, Ryman Healthcare, they got across the line into the positive, but only just.
Yeah, only just. It might be budget week, but the wheels of commerce keep turning. I mean, everything else just doesn't stop, Mike. So we've still got company results and announcements, and there were a couple yesterday that were notable. Ryman, yes, it's been a tough time recently for shareholders. So Ryman Healthcare, the retirement village owner, operator, developer. You know, Mike, it used to be the darling of the New Zealand share market. I was actually just refreshing my memory. Between 2010 and 2020, the share price went from $2 to $16. But what we've seen is higher interest rates, a slowing property market. Ryman has very high levels of debt, and they've sort of exposed Ryman's growth model. So it's really changed the landscape for them. Yep, yesterday reported full year profit for the 2024 financial year. Very large move lower in reported profit. Yeah, just positive. Reported net profit after tax of 4.8 million. If you look in the background, revenue was up. That's good. Underlying net profit, if we strip out all the one-offs, 270 million, which was down 11%. A significant item here is a very large asset write-down. So they had over $280 million of one-off costs, which predominantly reflects impairments related to land bank. So in simple terms, they own a bunch of land that they're going to build stuff on. It's now worth less than it was. So you got softer trading environment, weaker sales volumes, lower margins on new developments. So it's costing more to complete them. You've still got construction inflation in there. They still had delays, higher interest costs. So they're not paying a dividend. They're going to prioritize spending on completing the retirement villages that are currently under construction. And when I say a lot of debt, Mike, I mean a lot of debt, $2.5 billion worth of debt. So your interest rate on that debt has shifted significantly as interest rates have risen post-pandemic. They're currently running without a CEO. Their CEO resigned in April, but they have had a big refresh of the board and the executives. The share price down 2% yesterday, but $3.82 is an awful long way from the $14 in 2021. Yeah. Still a long way to go for Ryman to recover. A lot of development work still in progress, but today's turnaround story, and we do hope that they can turn around.
Indeed. It's a fascinating sector. Speaking of fascinating, I distinctly remember a number of years ago as you introduced us to Vista, and they in many respects were an interesting and good story.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So another side of the coin here, Vista. Yeah, you know, as you say, we have talked about Vista before. It's listed on the NZX. Now, Vista sells cinema software. And you go and you sort of, if you're old like me and you worked in the cinemas in the early 1980s to pay your way through the university, there wasn't a lot of software around then. But now you need software to run cinema complexes. So it's like ticketing, booking. Vista have had really, really good penetration into the global multiplex market. Now, Vista shareholders will be a little happier today. It was revealed yesterday that Australian tech investor Potentia has taken right now an 18% stake in Vista, but it's committed to a further chunk of shares, I think settle before the end of the week. That'll take its stake to 19.9%. 20% is the threshold for different takeover rules, so they stop there. They've spent a little shy of $100 million to build that stake, bought the shares at $2.10. That was a 14% premium to the close on Friday of $1.84. If they do want to lift the stake, if they do want to go for full takeover, the sellers of the shares that they've currently got, they'll be eligible for what's called an escalation payment. A potential, Mike, I have to say, I didn't know anything about them previously. They are a private equity firm specializing in tech companies dedicated to that sector in Australia and New Zealand. So 14% move higher in the share price yesterday. Great endorsement for Vista. But Mike, the only thing I would say potentially if they go for 100%, wonderful endorsement of the Vista product, but it's another company that could be gone from the NZX, and that's not great.
No, it is not. What are the numbers?
The numbers, well, the Americans were on holiday, so they're no move there. 39069 on the Dow, 5304 on the S&P 500, and 16,921 on the NASDAQ. The POMs are also on holiday too, so 8317 on the FTSE 100, I don't think they were trading overnight. The Nikkei, 38,900, up 0.2%. Shanghai Composite up 35 points, 3124. The Aussies yesterday gained 61 points, 7788. And the NZX 50, 11,756 yesterday, down 27 points, 0.23%. Kiwi dollar's looking quite healthy, Mike. 0.6149 against the US, 0.9237 against the Aussie, 0.5663 against the Euro, 0.4815 pounds, and 96.45 yen. Obviously, that is good for the Reserve Bank because it reduces the cost of imports into the country. Gold, $2,355, and Brent crude, $83.10.
Great stuff, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.